Questions 31 to 40. Future plans. Two high school students, Alan and Gloria, who work together stocking shelves at the supermarket on the weekends, are discussing their plans after they graduate. Listen carefully to the conversation and then answer the questions that follow.
Now listen to the conversation.
Alan, what's going on? I don't think I've seen you smile all day.
Well, what do you expect? We're stuck in a dark, cold warehouse unpacking thousands of cans of string beans. What is there to smile about?
Well, yeah, but it's not that bad. We all have fun sometimes. I'm only asking because you don't seem yourself, you know. I was wondering if everything's all right with you.
Everything in my life's going a bit pear-shaped. That's what's going on. Really, everything's fine. There's no problem. But there's a lot going on, and I don't think it's all going to work out quite right.
I don't quite get it. Are you having problems at school?
No, I'm getting good grades. It's fine. But you know, we're going to have to get our college applications out by the end of the year if we want to go directly to college after we graduate.
Yeah? I guess that's a lot of work.
It's not that really. I just can't decide what to do.
Aren't you going to do a pre-medical degree? You've said you were going to be a doctor since we were in elementary school. So just choose some schools you like and apply to them and see what happens. Why is it more complicated than that?
No, it's much more complicated than that. I had the schools all picked out. Don't forget, some colleges are far better for pre-med than others. You have a significantly better chance of actually getting into med school afterwards. I basically did a lot of research and picked out the best of the best. But remember, we just got our results back for the SAT tests, and you know how important they are for college admission.
Oh, of course. Did you not do well?
You got it. My scores aren't all that good. I don't think I've got much chance of getting into a pre-med program. Definitely not any of the good ones I'd picked out.
Oh, no. But your grades are perfect. Doesn't that count for anything?
Yeah, but you know, each school has its own requirements. There's usually a minimum threshold for SAT scores, and my scores are just too low. But why don't you know that? Aren't you thinking about college?
No, not really.
No?
No, my grades aren't all that good, just average, and I want to be a painter anyway. I've made a portfolio, and I'll send it off to a couple of art schools. But even if I get accepted, I won't be able to afford to go unless I get a full scholarship.
Maybe you will.
Well, first of all, it's unbelievably competitive just to get accepted, and to get a full scholarship is even more competitive. And one of the schools doesn't offer full scholarships in the first place, so there's really no chance. I'm really just applying to see what happens. Even if I can't go, it would be nice to say I got accepted, that I could have gone. But what are you going to do?
I don't know. I keep thinking about it, but I just don't know. I could go to a state college and do a biology degree and apply for medical school afterwards, but my chances of succeeding aren't so good this way. That's what my mom thinks I should do, but my dad's being more realistic and keeps telling me to consider some other career possibilities. I don't know. It feels a bit like I failed before I even got started.
I think your mom's right. If you want to be a doctor, you should keep trying. You might get into medical school. You never know. And if you don't, you can think about another career then. I mean, if you don't even try, you absolutely 100% won't get into medical school. Do you know what I mean?
That does kind of make sense. I'm just really, really disappointed. But why don't you apply to a state college yourself? They have good financial aid programs. You could do an art history degree.
Nah, I like painting, not art history. I might end up going to college in a few years once I've worked a bit and saved some money. But in that case, it probably won't be to study art. Or I might get famous and make loads of money doing what I love. Who knows? I'm okay with not knowing right now.
That's impressive. I'm not at all okay with not knowing. I wish I were.
Now listen again.
Alan, what's going on? I don't think I've seen you smile all day.
Well, what do you expect? We're stuck in a dark, cold warehouse unpacking thousands of cans of string beans. What is there to smile about?
Well, yeah, but it's not that bad. We all have fun sometimes. I'm only asking because you don't seem yourself, you know. I was wondering if everything's all right with you.
Everything in my life's going a bit pear-shaped. That's what's going on. Really, everything's fine. There's no problem. But there's a lot going on, and I don't think it's all going to work out quite right.
I don't quite get it. Are you having problems at school?
No, I'm getting good grades. It's fine. But you know, we're going to have to get our college applications out by the end of the year if we want to go directly to college after we graduate.
Yeah? I guess that's a lot of work.
It's not that really. I just can't decide what to do.
Aren't you going to do a pre-medical degree? You've said you were going to be a doctor since we were in elementary school. So just choose some schools you like and apply to them and see what happens. Why is it more complicated than that?
No, it's much more complicated than that. I had the schools all picked out. Don't forget, some colleges are far better for pre-med than others. You have a significantly better chance of actually getting into med school afterwards. I basically did a lot of research and picked out the best of the best. But remember, we just got our results back for the SAT tests, and you know how important they are for college admission.
Oh, of course. Did you not do well?
You got it. My scores aren't all that good. I don't think I've got much chance of getting into a pre-med program. Definitely not any of the good ones I'd picked out.
Oh, no. But your grades are perfect. Doesn't that count for anything?
Yeah, but you know, each school has its own requirements. There's usually a minimum threshold for SAT scores, and my scores are just too low. But why don't you know that? Aren't you thinking about college?
No, not really.
No?
No. My grades aren't all that good, just average, and I want to be a painter anyway. I've made a portfolio, and I'll send it off to a couple of art schools. But even if I get accepted, I won't be able to afford to go unless I get a full scholarship.
Maybe you will.
Well, first of all, it's unbelievably competitive just to get accepted, and to get a full scholarship is even more competitive. And one of the schools doesn't offer full scholarships in the first place, so there's really no chance. I'm really just applying to see what happens. Even if I can't go, it would be nice to say I got accepted, that I could have gone. But what are you going to do?
I don't know. I keep thinking about it, but I just don't know. I could go to a state college and do a biology degree and apply for medical school afterwards, but my chances of succeeding aren't so good this way. That's what my mom thinks I should do, but my dad's being more realistic and keeps telling me to consider some other career possibilities. I don't know. It feels a bit like I failed before I even got started.
I think your mom's right. If you want to be a doctor, you should keep trying. You might get into medical school. You never know. And if you don't, you can think about another career then. I mean, if you don't even try, you absolutely 100% won't get into medical school. Do you know what I mean?
That does kind of make sense. I'm just really, really disappointed. But why don't you apply to a state college yourself? They have good financial aid programs. You could do an art history degree.
Nah, I like painting, not art history. I might end up going to college in a few years once I've worked a bit and saved some money. But in that case, it probably won't be to study art. Or I might get famous and make loads of money doing what I love. Who knows? I'm okay with not knowing right now.
That's impressive. I'm not at all okay with not knowing. I wish I were.
That is the end of the test.